It's time for the forecast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the forecast, a podcast like no other.
Just talking? Well, what's the show about? About nothing.
The Forecast, sponsored by Charterhouse Real Estate. Charterhouse is redefining how you view real estate by eliminating the typical commission structure of 6 or 7% to sell your home. List your home for $2,495 plus 3% and still get full service. Check out charterhouseiowa.com to learn more.
There's only one thing I value in this world, Stephen, that's loyalty. Without it, you're nothing. You have no one. It's the only currency you can count on.
Now, please welcome your hosts, Mark Charter and Chris Williams.
Sit down.
I think you may have something here.
It is a Valentine's Day installment of the Fawcast. Welcome.
A lot of love in the air.
There's a lot of love in the air. I love you guys.
Doesn't smell like cat piss apparently today.
No, it was cat food, wasn't it?
Whatever, yeah, it was. You're not complaining about it.
Cat food. Yeah. No, it's good to be here. There's nowhere I'd rather be.
Nick's what are you over guys there tapping his mic. You're better? Fine. There yeah, go. You're good. You're good to go.
You got it's so funny. And you keep in mind I do this often where I take this podcast equipment around to people who aren't like in the business of audio.
Yeah.
And you guys are always so distracted by like the headsets. It's so funny.
Well,
something changed on mine.
No, I know.
From when we were talking before.
It's so funny because like I'll go in there to like Campbell and he's just like tapping on his ear.
Well, we're, Mike, we're
you're just, fine, coach. I just said a word.
Sometimes you say things in this mic and you hear it like a static sound in your ears and you're always like, oh, they can't hear that on that end.
Yeah.
But we don't know that.
So what I do though, there's a nifty little deal. It's called Classic Soft Knee.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Hit that and it erases all of it.
Oh. Yeah. So when you edit these, when you put them up?
Yep.
Classic Soft Knee, like
Classic Soft Knee is what it's called.
Like take a knee.
Van Harden taught me that.
But you
the great Van Harden.
But you have to know where it's happening in each episode, or does it show you that? And just
no, it does. Like you, I highlight the entire episode and I run the Classic Soft Knee over it. And boom! It erases all that crap.
These things, man. These things that we learn. That's nice.
Championship level podcasting here at the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
I want to issue an official invite.
Oh.
To the podcast.
Got it.
The gal who responded on the Twitter last week about the delis. Rachel.
Yeah. Rachel.
Yeah. I love Rachel. She's awesome.
Yeah.
And I want to invite her to the podcast. She's a very interesting cat.
I've met Rachel and she tells me that she's interesting. So is she gonna be able to back it up?
Diehard clone fan.
Yeah.
I think it's like public. I think I can say she worked on Mitt Romney's campaign in 2016. Like, she's just a very interesting person.
Yeah.
Her and I, like, we'll sit down to, like, talk just – and it ends up we just talk about all kinds of crap.
She's been jonesing to be on this for a little while now.
Is she bringing food?
She's great.
A gift bag?
Why do you got to put those type of expectations on her?
Because that's what I said on Twitter. I'm like, you got to bring some food to be on this. Got to bring something.
Anyway,
it's a new rule.
It is hot out today.
It is not
like,
hot.
It is.
You keep saying that.
It is hotter than giraffe's rear end.
That makes no sense. But you've got full on menopause going. Are you nervous about something?
I'm always nervous about everything, Mark.
Maybe take off the Under Armour pullover you've got on. That might help. That's a decent start. Yeah. You know.
Well, why are you wearing three shirts, man?
I only have two shirts on. I'm going to take this off, and I'm going to go get me a...
KK does like to keep it a little...
Wait, do we want to periscope this? Are we going to periscope Chris taking the shirt off?
I don't know if that's good viewing or not. You know what we should periscope?
Well,
we should periscope KK showing off her maternity pants she's wearing for the first
super proud.
Time today.
She was super proud of those.
First time today. They go,
what did she say?
They go all the way up to her lady bits.
It was new
not lady bits. That wouldn't be her... What, sweater puppies?
Lady bits, right?
What were you going to say? They pull up so high.
Newfound glory.
They pull up so high, I think she could duck her head into them. That's how high they go up. But she says they're wonderful.
Is it like the material you can see out of, but they can't see in, like those masks and stuff? Like, if you pull them over your head and just walk around with a giant pair of pants?
She's officially reached the stage where she said, like, you know what?
She doesn't give an F anymore.
F zippers.
I don't care
about
any of
that. Like, I'm tired of zippers and jeans. So from here on out, she's in nothing but sweats. Another 4 or 5 months. Yeah. Do you remember that?
I remember that point.
With your wife?
I called that my 30s. Just stop worrying about
your wife wear the maternity pants?
That's my wife any day.
She's not a big fan of jeans or?
No, my wife will just wear those leggings constantly.
Yeah.
It's a thing. Speaking of wives, what's the Valentine's plan?
Oh, man. Well, so I left the house today, and the wife says, no need to buy me anything. I bought myself chocolates. So that was nice. So she did. She did.
There's not a lot of thought in that.
She posted a picture of a box of chocolates that she purchased for herself. So I don't think I'm off the hook, per se.
How was the wake-up call today?
She would kill me if I said what the actual wake-up call was, and it's not involving sex, so I promise you. She's had a bit of an upset tummy the past few days. That was the wake-up call.
Diarrhea?
Yeah.
It woke you up, huh?
Well, no, it didn't wake me up. I just woke up to the fact that it's been going on.
Did she go in there and, like, run the faucet so you can't hear?
No.
Or, like, put the fan on?
No. No, not enough of that, unfortunately.
What do you do? Do you guys, what about you, Nick? Do you do dinner? Do you do anything like that?
Normally try to do something. I'm going to give the gift of not being home tonight. So I think I got to ref some hockey tonight. Hmm. So hopefully she'll enjoy the time to herself.
My wife and I are going to go out to a quick lunch after this because I have to be out doing radio all night.
I think I might be trying to fire that
all
one
night.
Up here.
You're doing radio all night?
Well, I have my show. And then the Cyclone Fanatic show is until 7.
That's a nice humble brag.
And then
I'll be doing my show. Yeah.
And then by the time I would get home, you know, kids need to start winding down and stuff like that. So it's just there's not a lot of possibility.
By the way, I don't want to gloss over. We can get back to Valentine's Day because it is Valentine's Day. But Nick mentioned he refs hockey. So, Nick, we hear a lot about refs, right? Blown calls. So I talk with Nick once in a while about the industry. And hockey's obviously very different than your basketball and football, but he's still out there reffing. And I've asked the question before, what happens when you blow a call and you know that you blow a call? And one of the things he said, which was interesting, is basically going over to another ref and telling that ref very quietly, I just totally butchered that and blew that call, so I need you to overturn it. Because like we're discussing it.
Talk me through it.
Trying to get it right.
Wow.
And then you're going to overturn me. He says that's a thing. And it's probably a good thing for the sport.
Well, I mean, you know, two sets, three sets of eyes is better than one. You know, if I reacted incorrectly and I'm all of a sudden doubting myself and I got somebody else that can also doubt me, I
respect that. I respect that a hell of a lot more than the guy who's just too stubborn and won't change his mind. Like,
right.
Isn't the whole point to get the call right?
Exactly. And that's what I don't care. I mean, I don't have the ego. And most guys don't. Like, you know, like you didn't want to get the call right. If you messed it up, figure it out, but let's get it right.
That's the problem. Like, there's so many really great referees out there, and they have, like, awesome – the reason they're there for the right reasons. It's kind of like highway patrolmen, though, in the sense that it takes, like, three dudes with little man syndrome who are just really mean.
To ruin it for everybody.
And you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I have a couple friends like that from high school, like the little guys who are just, you know, and that they're just – jerks.
Yeah.
And that, like, 99% of, like, the cops are really good guys, and they're there for, but then, like, there's that one guy who
There's a few that get into the profession to get back at people. That's a thing.
Yeah. And with officials, it's like the ones that make everybody look bad are the bullheaded ones who have the egos.
Yep.
I don't know.
That's, and you just got to do it long enough where you differentiate yourself from those other people. You know, it's,
yeah,
I mean, what I do, everybody knows me. I know all the coaches and everything. I actually know some of the coaches listen to this, so don't ask me for any favors after hearing some inside info here. You know, and they know who the other guys are there too. I mean, it's a small community, especially with hockey in Central Iowa and everything. So
is hockey growing?
I think it is. Yeah.
Seems,
I mean,
like
I think
it,
the
it
last past couple years, but yeah, I mean, yes and no. I don't know. I don't keep track of like,
are there
the player
more,
numbers.
Are there
but,
more
I mean, we're
kids?
Struggling for officials just like every other sport seems to be doing, you know, as far as guys sticking around or younger guys wanting to get into it.
See, I always feel like the problem with like college basketball is it's so hard to get to the top. Like it's just there's so many like 60-year-olds who just refuse to retire.
Yep. And we had that same problem, and we've had kind of newer guys come in and try to change that. I helped try to change that, but when you're trying to get a 16-year-old kid to get into reffing and he's still playing, like it's hard for him to get a number of games in to kind of be able to supervise him a little bit and get that experience. You know, so it's kind of it's a two-way street there too, you know?
Can't believe we're talking about hockey on the fucking...
We're not. We're talking about officiating.
Oh, whatever. So, back to the holiday today. So, Nick's going to be gone. He's not doing anything. Chris is going lunch.
I'm doing that. That's about it.
Where are you guys going for lunch?
I don't know. She's going to text me, and I'm going to meet her somewhere.
Well, let the wife pick. That's noble.
Maybe I'll talk to Amy. Maybe we'll double date it up.
Oh.
Maybe do... Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. I spent $6.99 on a card, and I'm already pissed about it.
That's a lot for a card. Does it make noise?
No.
Some of them make noise.
Did that, and then I got her some chocolate and a book.
Do what?
That was it.
Is it a sexy book or just a book?
No, just a book.
I
nothing sexy about it.
I don't think I've ever done this, but have you guys ever done like the coupons? Like, oh, this is good for one free shoulder massage.
Yep, yeah? I've done it. I admit it. I've done it. I doubt any of them are cashed in, to be honest. But I've certainly done it. I think I've had those given to me before, and I don't think I probably cashed them in. But
The redemption process is awkward.
It's an idea.
It's 40 degrees out. That's hot.
You just got problems, dude.
It's hot out.
It's okay. You need to look up the definition of hot, I guess. Because it's not. It's balmy compared to the last few days. There you go.
It is 60 degrees warmer than it was 2 weeks ago.
So Nick's got something for us for Valentine's Day.
I mean, we need to – let's get the sad news out of the way first. I saw this last night. Chris posted something about it. I don't know if you saw it. The Opportunity rover up
there on Mars. Oh, yeah, that sucks, man. It's dead.
Yeah.
I did see a pretty
his head fell off.
I saw a pretty great tweet related to that. I'm sure you guys saw it as well. It's like they can have a rover on Mars for, you know, lasting 15 years longer than it's supposed to, and we still can't get reliable phone access at Jack Trice on a Saturday. It's like, how the hell is this possible?
It's like, man, it's just funny.
Good luck using your phone at Jack Trice and good luck using your phone in Hilton, dude.
It's like they give it feelings, though. It's like, oh, well, it's getting dark. I'm probably going to die out here.
So,
and then nothing.
Did you read about like that actual deal?
A little bit.
I read the Washington Post had a really good piece last night. I mean, it's like 2,500 words, so it's probably longer than that.
Are there any pictures?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Well, then I'll give it a shot.
That whole deal is fascinating. Like, if you think, like...
Why it lasted so long?
Well, so they launch it, and then you have to wait 7 months. Okay. Yeah. Like, I just wanted to ask this basic question. How in the hell their office is in like Pasadena, California, where the control room or whatever, and it launches from Florida, Cape Canaveral. How in the hell do we tell this rover, all right, you're going to take off here.
Yep.
You're going to fly in space for 7 months.
Yep.
And you're going to land in this exact spot in Mars.
Yep.
And then we're going to drive. Like, how does that happen?
You've never driven a remote control car
before? And meanwhile, why do our phones not work in Hilton Coliseum?
Think about how amazing that is, though. Like, that we can press a button or program this thing to launch from Florida, fly for 7 months, and land exactly where we tell it to at the exact speed. Because it had, like, in order to land and not crash, it has to slow down.
Yeah.
So it's basically going, like, 0 miles per hour when it lands. It's fascinating.
Well, the answer to the question, smart people. People that are just so smart with that stuff that it blows your mind.
Is it not just, are you not, I'm such a space geek. Like, if there's ever a new space documentary or like I'm DVR, it's like my favorite like thing to just go off on.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you.
Do you hate space, Mark? Why do you hate space?
Do you like the space sci-fi stuff, or are you talking about like documentary?
I like real stuff.
I don't.
Not,
I don't.
Not Star.
I don't
Trek.
Hate Apollo. Space. My issue with space is how insignificant space makes us humans.
It's good to know that
we're a grain of sand on a beach. I mean, that's what we are,
and we should never.
And essentially,
that.
Like apparently, all of this goes on for infinity. And like, you could just keep going and going and going, and there's no end to it. And that's tough for a human mind to comprehend.
There's a lot of theories out there. We're starting to know more and more about Mars because of the Opportunity rover.
Yeah.
And then its colleague, its brother, Curiosity, that's out there roaming the red planet right now. And we're starting to learn more and more about the red planet, and it's starting to look more and more like, you know, Earth is basically going to be Mars in however many million years, so we better get our crap together.
Yeah. I know that you already believe there's life out there, so we don't need to ask you if you think there's life.
I don't believe, I know.
So people ask, like, do you think there's more than one Earth? And when you realize how big everything is, it seems almost improbable that we would be the only one.
It is improbable.
Yeah, it's like,
it doesn't seem.
This is it? Out of something that massive?
All right, here's it.
There's one tiny little ball out there that has the people on it, and that's it?
Podcast homework for you.
Okay.
Watch History. It's a new series. It's called Project Blue Book.
Okay.
And it's based around this doctor. He's like a scientist who was hired by the Air Force in the 50s to investigate UFOs.
Yeah.
And this is like his telling of the story.
Did he get kidnapped at any point?
Yeah, the men in hats.
Okay.
Started coming after him because they hired him and they wanted him to like squash all the UFO stuff.
Yeah.
But like the more research he did and he had all these personal encounters and he went from being a skeptic when he was hired, he didn't believe in any of it,
yeah,
to being like, oh no, this stuff's real. And then they basically blew up the whole thing and like tried to like diminish his character and all kinds of stuff. The government doesn't want us to know.
And you're a firm believer in this doctor, what he did.
Dr. Hemrick, he's actually world famous, yeah.
Who
are you going to believe? A bunch of politicians in the government, or like a guy with a PhD?
It's not that it's improbable to think there's other life out there. It's just, are they really green and slimy? I mean, nobody's saying that. Yeah, you would call them little green men. You know, it's like have you seen the movie Signs? I mean, that's what we get, right? Anytime there's an alien movie, those dudes look the same.
Yeah, but Men in Black, they're all different.
There's actually a theory out there that the government uses Hollywood to prepare us for things.
Huh.
Because there's a lot of stuff, if you think about it, back in the day where they would have done movies and we would have been like, oh, yeah. Well, now it seems a little more realistic, right?
What would you do if we're recording the podcast here and in walks a 10-foot-tall, slimy green creature that's clearly an alien, and he walks in and says, hi, Chris. Would you give him a hug, or would you have a little fear in your heart about what was about to happen next?
I'd be afraid, and I'm assuming he would be too.
Well, you ain't hurting him. He's.
How do you know?
I don't know.
But he's got to figure out how to duck that head into that door.
I have to duck. Yeah, I don't know. But speaking of conspiracy theories, the one I actually want to know is, do they actually in arenas make it difficult on purpose to use your phones because they don't want you on your phones? They want you tuned into the action.
No.
That does not exist anywhere?
I think Hilton, it's because of the damn...
Concrete. It's just a bunker.
Because, like, when it's not full... I love how, like, I want to talk about the, like, aliens and science and stuff, and Mark just keeps going back to his cell phones. It's really funny.
Well, which one affects me more, Williams? You know?
That don't exist. Aliens and cell phone reception in Hilton.
Yeah.
So, for the whole point on Hilton, when, like, all the fans aren't there...
Yeah.
I get fine reception there. Except in certain spots.
Mm-hmm.
If I go down to, like, there's a certain, like, layer back behind, like, the bleachers, like, there's a bathroom back there, and it's really in the bowels or even in the media room, it becomes problematic. So I do think that it's a combination of all the people, but I think that the concrete has a lot to do with it.
And obviously at Hilton, this isn't a problem because we have great crowds. People show up. But you would think as the future of sports plays out, like your team, the Vikings, up there.
Yeah.
They have Wi-Fi built into their actual railings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They want fans to not have an excuse to say, I'm not going to that because I can't use my dang phone, and that sucks. So I think teams have to embrace the fact that we want to use our phones and tweet about what we just saw.
Do you really think they're scrambling your signal?
I think imagine that they have Wi-Fi set up to help you. I think they could easily turn it off.
Yeah.
If they wanted to, just because they don't want everyone on their phones. Now, again, that's not as prevalent at Iowa State as it would be at Oklahoma State, where they're not drawing people, having a problem.
Wasn't that where it pays to have somebody, like, in the media, they can just give you the Wi-Fi password?
allegedly, but last time I tried that, it didn't work anymore.
So they changed the password,
huh? I think they changed it.
You get your meat, you got to stay on top of that.
At what? How many podcasts?
That becomes problematic, because then everybody starts doing that, and then all of our media, then our internet sucks.
There's a reason that you guys have your own Wi-Fi.
Yeah, and then we can't do our jobs because of all those guys.
So here's a question, Chris, and
it seriously becomes a problem, like, because internet sucked at Hilton this year because too many guys are
here. Here's a good question for you. I've never once in 4 years of doing the podcast claimed to be a member of the media, and I'm still not going to. But I'm not going to make that claim. But here's my question, Chris: when it comes to because there's so many different sources of media now, and people have their own sites and all this stuff. If you're Iowa State, when do you consider somebody media? If you're like, I want a credential, I want a pass,
actually,
I want whatever.
I know how that works.
How does it work? Because I'm actually curious.
You have to do it like it's got to be your job,
full time job.
Yeah.
So guys that have, like, the website on the side, they're not doing it.
No, you've got to be either, like, employed through a legitimate, like, media company.
Yeah.
Which would be, you know, anything.
Yeah.
Or, like, for us, like, we were different. We were kind of, like, the first one to come around.
And they're like, what's this cute little website you got?
But we were doing it professionally. Like, it's our jobs. Yeah. You know, like, this is our career. This is, like, we're putting resources into it. That's how it goes.
So we just have to quit real estate, Nick?
Charter House Media State.
Do this full time.
Trust me, you guys don't want to get into media.
Oh, man.
I think you're right.
Don't do it.
It looks so fun when you're all huddled in that room waiting for the coach to come in and give his remarks for the week and give you some coach speak. Looks great.
You can't,
get
like,
to travel over the
place.
I
always tell people this. If that's, like, the only time you're talking to the coaches and that's, like, how you do – then you're not – then you suck at your job.
It's essentially an outdated procedure, isn't it?
Yeah. That's – really, that now is turned into a piece of content for Cyclones TV, which is fine. Like, yeah. they own the rights to it, and they can do whatever they want with it. And I would do it that way, too. I'm just saying, like, doesn't it suck as a consumer to read the same, like, four quotes in every story?
Yeah.
It's not any good, and I wouldn't read it either. So you have to do your own work.
Are you a fan of the halftime interview that we see in basketball games as the coach is headed off the court?
Yeah,
I think it heavily depends on the coach.
It does.
You know who's great at it? Calipari.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Popovich is awesome in the NBA
when he wants to be.
Yeah, but like I think it's better just. I like it more just to, like, watch the reaction of the coach than I care about, like, the actual content of it.
Yeah.
It's so, like, you're just reading into things?
Well, yeah, I guess. Because most of them aren't ever going to say anything.
Right.
But you can tell if a guy's pissed, or you can tell if he's happy. Because it's fresh, you know? It's, like, right out of the act.
My takeaway with Calipari is he wants another question. Like, Calipari
will just sit there and yuck it up.
He likes it. It's like, I don't have anywhere to be right now. Is that all you got? Holly, give me another one.
I like Calipari.
I don't need to coach these guys.
Yeah, no, he is a pretty entertaining guy. Thanks for coming the other night, by the way.
Yeah, thanks for having the daddy-daughter night. It was a
Charter House hair night, daddy-daughter hair night. Nick was here. Chris was here.
We had fun.
The first annual, first of many, of several.
Yeah, it's up to KK. She's the one that.
The key question will be if Katie's even employed here in a year. I wonder why she stays with you guys. She could have so many better options. She's so much more talented than this office.
Hey, KK, come here, please. Come here. She's coming over.
So instead of him saying that, hey, Charter, you should fire her, he's saying, hey, Katie, you should fire Charter House.
No, I'm saying that I think that she's talented, and she has a lot more to offer the world than working with you schmucks. I said, what's the over-under on how long you actually work here? Because when do you figure out that you have a lot more to offer the world?
What would you say you do here?
Well,
what do you enjoy about this place?
Oh, man.
Katie, what do you expect from your husband on Valentine's Day?
Nothing.
That's what I'm talking about.
And what did you get from your husband for Valentine's Day?
He sent me a dozen roses. I said, let's not do gifts. Let's go get massages. And he's like, oh, yeah, it sounds like a good idea. So I didn't get him anything either.
It really sounds like somebody needs a new accessory for their truck. So, hey, I'll send her some roses and then light up running boards.
Most women don't view Valentine's Day that way.
I don't know. Like, Travis, I asked him this morning. I said, aren't you going to tell me Happy Valentine's Day? And he's like, yeah, Happy Valentine's Day. And,
so he was a smartass about it.
Yeah, and he's like.
Well, he was going to do it, but then you beat him to the punch and make him feel, you know, like less of a man.
No, I was joking with him. But he feels, he's like, shouldn't we love each other every day? And I said, yeah.
What
well,
a
yeah.
girl response.
Well, kind of. I don't know. I don't think he's a big Valentine's Day fan. He thinks it's a little overrated.
Is anybody?
But I don't know why he thinks that. Maybe he's had somebody in his past that expect a lot more.
That
I've never
him?
Expected.
Is he a hurt puppy?
I mean, I don't think he's a hurt puppy. But maybe somebody who expected more. I don't know.
I like Valentine's. The duels at Daytona are tonight.
They're at night now?
Yeah, that's right.
The duels?
Oh, man.
Yeah, the duels at Daytona.
What does that mean?
It's the qualifying races for the Daytona 500.
Oh.
Those are tonight. You guys want to get
together?
They used
to be during the day.
Yeah, no, it's nighttime now, prime time.
On a Thursday night, that's
I got them.
Awesome.
They're being DVR'd.
The duels at Daytona.
Did you watch The Clash last Sunday?
No, it was trash.
It was.
I watched it for a while and I turned it off. I couldn't handle it anymore. It was so terrible. I couldn't even. And I love NASCAR. Like, I could watch anything. I couldn't watch it. It was terrible.
It was pretty bad. You saw the end, right?
Yeah.
Nobody cares about NASCAR, guys.
I know. That's rather watch sprint cars.
Charter's intrigued. He's over there on the edge of his seat. He wants more. He's craving
more.
I'm
just saying that I think that you have more to offer to the world than working here at Charter.
She never did answer what she enjoys about this place. She kind of just,
I think it's funny how many people think that I'm going to leave.
You're a gym.
Like, it's always, everybody's always like, I don't know, everybody's like making bets or
Katie,
bets wagers
see, you're
on how long I'm going to be here.
You're a gym in a pool of a bunch of, like, gravel.
Yeah, but.
All right.
God, I hate to, like, boost Mark's ego, but, I mean, he's a pretty good boss. I kind of do what I want. I mean, his wife's going to hate that I say that. So, Katie, I am thankful for my job. But, I mean, it's just, he's a good boss. I mean,
she's not lying. The other day, she was just, like, had her feet up on the table without shoes on, just chilling. I think, and then her feet stunk the other day, too. And she's like, hey, my feet stink. Here are my socks.
You're a good accent to Mark, though.
Yeah, I think so.
Because
I think I keep him in check.
Well, yeah, you keep him in check, but then you're kind of the, let's be honest, you're the muscle.
Yeah.
Something needs done. You're the one who's making the call.
The problem with KK is that she's also a snitch. All right, so we're at Harpaul last Saturday. We're all having a good time. I remember part of the night. I do remember my wife going, hey, you need to be nice to Katie. Just after they got done chatting. So, I mean, I'm not even sure what was even discussed. She obviously ratted me out about something.
No, I asked Nick. I said, well, did she tell you, like, the good I said about you?
No, she said I had to be nice to you.
No, because
like, I'm not nice to
wives
her.
Don't ever want to acknowledge good things about their husbands. That's how it works.
That's
very true.
No, I like to acknowledge the good things about my husband.
For now.
Yeah. You guys maybe it has
you say that because you want it to be reciprocated.
You haven't even been married a year.
Nope. Sure haven't.
Just wait. Give it 5 years. You'll hate him. Promise. All right.
Would I like to what?
Plug the maternity pants.
Thanks for your time, Katie. We always
talk about how awesome they are. Where'd you get them from? How much did you pay for them?
I paid.
How much did Charter pay for them?
He did not. He did not buy my maternity pants. I paid a lot, but they're worth it.
Appreciate you as always, Katie.
Yep.
You come on and join us whenever you'd like.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. It's KK. Mark.
My headset smells pretty good now.
Let's just get
like her hair.
Let's get to it. It's the elephant in the room.
What's up?
You know.
Oh.
Oh. Marty?
It's all everybody's talking about today. We may as well get to it.
The worst kept secret in the world.
The amount of text messages and calls and that I've gotten about this is... It's unbelievable to me how many people are talking.
Can you summarize?
What are they wanting to know?
Can you summarize them all as simply as most of them say, it's about time?
Yeah, that's pretty fair.
Yeah. For those that don't know, Marty is first innocent until proven guilty.
He is.
There you go. There's our get out of jail free card. But for anybody that's been associated with him, knew of him, the news that broke yesterday that he's been indicted on federal charges.
Federal.
Was not surprising in the least. I think most people thought it was a miracle it had taken this long, to be honest. So, I don't know. Do you have any hot takes?
No.
Will you have any hot takes later on your show?
No. I don't. We have Dan Gable today.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to waste a show where you have one of the great sporting legends in Iowa history by talking about that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's certainly odd. I mean, I have a lot of questions. The Marty deal is like one thing. It's like we all knew it was happening. One thing that weirds me out is like what, like how is there not more reporting on it?
Like what the, it was in the Register today.
No, I'm saying leading up to it. Like City View's been all over.
City View is the only one.
But like
that talked about it ongoing.
You know.
But like, that seemed from my understanding that was kind of stemming from a personal grudge though, was it not?
They had documents and stuff.
I know, but it was like an agenda. So, it was being pushed.
Fine, but like, how is the state's biggest newspaper not reporting on this con artist all those years?
Was he, like, as hard as it is to believe for people that follow sports radio, was he kind of, is Marty one of those guys that was kind of flying under the radar for a normal person that's not into sports radio?
No, because the amount, if you look at the stature of the guys he was ripping off.
Yeah.
That's his big story.
Yeah.
I just like I this is how I look at it today is I look back on the whole thing and I go, how did our local community allow this to happen for as long as it did?
And
how did people keep going back?
Here's my take on why maybe it happened. I think when people that are very wealthy and or well known get ripped off or taken advantage of.
It's a pride thing.
They're embarrassed.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, so they don't.
Totally understand.
They don't want to make a stink of
it. No, I get that. I agree with that.
So I think that's what it is. He was going after the right type of people.
Yeah, but I don't know. I do feel like our local media let everybody down on this one, though. This should have been more not in the back channels, and this should have been more like what is actually going on. I just believe, you know, the Register. And I, for what it's worth, I have a good relationship with everybody there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. But, like, they ran a puff piece on him and Ken when they started their show.
I remember. It didn't have, like, a cartoon of the two guys.
You remember that?
I remember seeing it, yeah.
Now, I'm not saying Marty was guilty of all the stuff he's been charged of at that time.
Yeah.
But, it like, they got taken off of 1350 because
of issues.
And then. You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. I do.
And I had Ken on my show a couple weeks ago, and he even told the story. He's like, yeah, a local businessman called 1350 and said, Google him.
Yep.
And they pulled the show.
Yep.
So, like, my point is, it wasn't like this was just all out of nowhere. In the Register, instead of investigating it, they're running puff pieces on him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, someone has to make the call, right? For the Register, they got to say this is what we want to do. It's not up to Tommy Burch over there to be like, I'm just going to do a piece.
This goes way up the ladder. This is not Tommy or Randy or any guys like that.
Yeah,
and that's not their beats anyways. Like they wouldn't be it'd be news, I would think. This would not be a sports story, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just like I look back on it now and I how does he keep getting jobs?
Like, how does he keep getting in the press box at Notre Dame?
You know what I mean? That's
like
what
all this stuff. Yeah,
that's where, like, to me, like, I'm more none of this stuff that I read was new. I've known this stuff for years.
Yeah.
I look back and I go, how could this happen? It reminds me of the Fyre Festival deal.
Yep.
It reminds me a little bit of Get Me Roger Stone, a little bit of that. Like, it.
Do you? It, and here's the thing. And
be a movie about.
I won't even ask you to weigh in because this is where you know it's like personal opinion is, I guess, irrelevant. But you look at those Fyre Festival is a good one. When you look at that and you ask yourself, was the original intent good? Was the original intent good for that documentary and for Marty? Did this start out as I plan to do something good with good intentions, and then it goes awry. And because it went awry, you go down this rabbit hole, yeah. and you start making one bad decision after another. Or was the intent from the very beginning to defraud? And that's where I think it at least matters, right, to the character of the person. Because I think we can all understand it just went bad. And yep. and then they were stuck and they didn't know what to do versus the
you're just trying to dig yourself out.
The Nigerian prince email, which is fraud from the outset, mm-hmm. right?
What about like is it, and I don't know the answer to this, but they always say like serial killers aren't born serial killers. They start killing bugs.
Yeah.
And then they
Might be predisposed to more violence than someone that
is. So maybe, you know, Marty wasn't this crook all along and he grew to become it, or I don't know. And again, he's still innocent until proven guilty, but it just
some people have more trouble understanding what right and wrong is than others. You know, it's as simple as that.
It sucks though. It's not a good day. It's good that he's behind bars if he did all these things and all that, but it's still like
it's still a human. It's still like
yeah. I mean, I don't have a lot of sympathy for him in the sense of like what city have you reported like missing child support hearings and stuff like that. Like that to me kind of makes you a zero in my book. But I don't know. Like I think it makes us like I just look around. That I just can't get off of like how did this keep happening? I guess that's where I get stuck on this deal.
If
how did he keep getting jobs?
If there's any solace in this and it's you know nobody deserves to have their money stolen. I don't want to create this impression that I'm okay with it. But I think the people that were ripped off in this are wealthy individuals, and it's not like they couldn't feed their families because of it. I think a crime is a little bit different.
Not all, though.
Yeah, I mean, you hear about these fraudulent contractors that go around and take people's money to do things in their homes and ruin them.
Some of the ticket stuff, though, but Marty was doing stuff to, like, local businesses that are small businesses.
Couldn't afford it.
I mean, I heard him multiple times go on the air and just annihilate these small businesses that
and he wasn't afraid to do it too. I mean, he had no shame in doing that. Like I know there's times when you could use this platform to bash people, and it's just not it's not a good look to do it.
No, and with great power comes great responsibility, right? That's a Spider-Man.
How good does some bench sauce sound right about now, huh?
They owe me thousands. They owe Jason thousands, I should say.
That's the one exception right there. He did
well,
he did
that it. Deal pissed me off. Like, because they lied.
Yeah.
Like, but whatever. I don't even care. I'll go there. I love their pizza. that they had like three different owners though, and that's where it got all mixed up.
You know
so
what
it's
you need
not
to do?
The current guy doesn't have anything to do with it.
They didn't know the debt they were taking on.
The current guy has nothing to do with it, so that's why it's water under the bridge. I'm not even gonna go there.
Yeah.
It's the people before.
Yeah.
The current ones. Anyways. Where was I going?
Something about great power.
That's it just like when you do have a mouthpiece and you can do like why not do good with it
try to at least
you know what I mean like so one thing I'm most proud of a Cyclone Fanatic like we've raised well over $100,000 for charities since our current ownership group took it look we got to be close to 125 at this point
yep
and you know we don't do everything perfectly but what's the point in being petty and I don't know like it just it's sad to me. The reason I'm sad today is because I think there's a theory out there, Mark, and you're correct that a lot of these people are well off and stuff. But a lot of smaller people got hurt by that guy, too. Like, we had a story today. A guy emailed us at the station about Marty taking advantage of his dad, like, however many years ago. Yeah. And, like, just.
It's like 97 or 98, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think we're talking about the same thing. I think he posted it on Twitter.
Yeah. Like, that's the type of stuff that nobody even knows about that. You feel bad for all those people who were just trying to grow their businesses, and this guy's got a talk show, and you know who he is. And sometimes, like in Marty was a guy who, I mean, he could sell ice to an Eskimo. That's the type of guy he was.
Talented. And yep, he was talented.
So we'll see how it all plays out. But I don't know. I don't think it's a celebratory day. Like to me, like it's good that it's catching up to him, and that's the right way. That's how it should be. But it's also like I just think of all the victims here, and like how many people were mentioning the there's however that party that was going after him or whatever in the indictment, but there's so many more.
Yeah, the indictment, I think, had maybe eight people.
Yeah, there's a lot more victims than eight people, and it's been going on a lot longer than
that. But I think that was $1.5 million just from those eight people. You know, there's obviously, yeah, there's a lot more beyond that. But, yeah, it's sucks that you can't trust everybody in this world that says they're, you know, going to give you something and then they don't. But it is what it is. So, Nick, do you got a game for us or something?
I mean, we can call it a game.
It's a Valentine's. It's a Valentine's Day thing.
A little change of pace, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know. I guess I'm not claiming I made it up. So it's a little bit like Shag, Marry, Kill.
Yeah, we steal stuff all the time here. It's fine.
And that, I didn't find this anywhere. So I'm gonna give you three people in your lives. You listening, Chris?
I'm listening.
And then I'm gonna give you three Valentine's Day presents to give.
Okay.
And you're going to decide which one goes to who.
All right.
All right?
Okay.
So this like most of my ideas, is probably
going
to suck.
Who's going
first?
But
you are, Charter.
Okay. All right, I'm ready.
I figure you kind of get the ball rolling in those crazy directions.
I'm ready.
Remember, if you're not sure about something, take your mind to, like, the worst possible, like, place.
Okay.
And that's where I was going with that.
Take it. Okay.
Got it.
Charter, you got your wife.
Yeah.
Your mom.
Yep.
And your assistant.
Okay. Katie Nancy. All right, we're ready.
You have an eggplant shaped sex toy, a poopy diaper scented Yankee candle.
Nice.
And 365 pink t-shirts that say "I love you."
What?
That have to be worn every day.
This is easy.
That have to be worn every day.
Yep.
Okay.
So you get to see the same pink t-shirt every day that says "I love you."
Well, so this is a matter of the fact that Chris can pull. My wife doesn't listen to this all the time, and he's
my
probably
wife.
True.
My wife, I don't think, has ever listened to an episode of the
My phone. Wife listens the minute it comes out because she wants
see,
to know what
giving
stupid
her the
stuff I've
She needs
I've
to
said.
Prepare her friends.
So in order for me to not get kicked out of the bed.
She's probably listening on the toilet today.
Yeah, yeah. In order for me to not get kicked out of the bed, I'm giving my wife the eggplant. Was it eggplant-shaped sex toy?
Yeah.
That's going home to my wife.
I don't know, maybe it looks like the emoji, you know. Like.
Okay, yeah, that's going home to my wife, and I'm sure she'll enjoy it. So that will be her gift. And then I'm going to give I'll give KK the t-shirts. I love you.
You want to walk into this office every day seeing a t-shirt says "I love you."
I love you. Well, I don't. Well, I guess she could use the candle at home, but I think she would use the poop. Scented candle in the office, which I don't like.
Okay.
So I'm gonna
so
get
sorry,
I'm gonna
Mom.
Give her and Mom who I don't need to spend a lot of time over at my mother's house. She gets the poop scented candle. So sorry, Mom. But that's
see. I kind of thought that Katie would get the candle. KK.
Okay.
Just because she's expecting and needs to
get used to this. The smell.
Get used to the scent of poop. Yeah. That's not a bad one. Okay.
I feel like a layered candle where like it was a different like, oh, this one's like Thai food and then this one's just like a regular.
Yeah. All right. I've answered. Those All are right. my answers. I feel good about them.
Williams, you got your grandma. You got Lindsay Fennelly.
My grandmas are both dead.
Let's assume they're alive. Right. There's some assumptions that need to be made here. Okay. So pick your.
Just play
pick,
along,
pick your favorite grandma.
Well, I only knew one of them. The other one was dead before I was born.
There you go.
Thanks for clarifying.
Okay, so Grandma.
Focus.
Lindsay Fennelly. Interesting.
So, your sister-in-law.
Which
you
one?
Got,
I have two sisters.
Okay, pick which one, man. I don't care.
Alexa.
No one here cares either.
Pick the one that looks like Rachel Lee Cook a little bit.
I don't know what that means.
She's in that. You ever seen She's All That, the movie with Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Yeah.
Okay.
That girl?
The main character.
Oh, okay.
Your sister-in-law looks a little bit like her in the face.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right.
We got our people picked out now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus.
So it's
Grandma
Alexa.
Grandma Jean, Alexa, and Lindsay Fennelly.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. You got some Tom Eads game-used underwear framed. You know what game I'm talking about, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
12 ounces of Katie Charter's breast milk and a 28.8 modem that's connected to everything in your life. So every time you turn on your phone,
they
you
see.
Get... You get this in your life.
Right. God, I missed that sound.
Okay.
Go ahead and answer.
Lindsay Finnelly's getting the Tommy Eads underwear.
Okay.
Because I think she's the only person who would truly appreciate it.
Yep.
Being the basketball junkie that she is.
Yep.
I actually, knowing Lindsay, her and Billy would hang that up with pride. They would put it in a frame, and they would hang that up. I want to give the breast milk to Alexa, because Alexa has an infant son. So
well played. She could put it to use.
Yeah. I mean, like, maybe she dries up.
Yep. Oh, for crying out loud.
She could freeze it.
Yep.
It's a practical gift. And then my grandma's dead, so the annoying the annoyingness of deal, like, I mean, she's literally dead, and her body's probably decomposed and whatnot anyway, so it wouldn't even bother her. So I feel like that's pretty simple.
All right, well, thanks, literal Larry.
That was
this game was going to suck on its own. We didn't need you pulling any other air out of it.
Let's clarify who we're talking about. Which sister-in-law? Which grandma?
I felt like I answered those very well.
I've got so many of them. Blah blah blah. So you didn't create any for yourself, Nick. You were just selfless in this.
Yep.
That's very nice.
That's what I do. I'm a selfless kind of person.
That's very nice. We need to give a shout out to our boy Ryan Grove.
Is that it? That's the game.
I got another round.
Oh, okay.
Ryan Grove a shout out.
Let's talk about Ryan Grove.
Okay.
No, let's take a little commercial break. A little halftime.
We'll do a little commercial break. Speaking of giving bad gifts to people, no, it's like, we got to work on the segues here.
Yeah.
Give the good gift of real estate to your friends and family by hiring Ryan Grove up in Ames at Hunziker. Ryan, by the way, texted me. Ryan heard that several of us are going to be down in Kansas City, and he would love to join a Fawcast episode down there if we can fit it in. So that's really kind of up to Williams, unless I have my own podcast equipment by that point. But Ryan says that would be a great one for him to be on.
Yeah, let's see, like, the schedule.
Okay.
Because that's really what it is for me.
Yeah. So, Ryan, you're on standby. But who should not be on standby is anybody looking to buy and sell a home right now up in Ames or the areas north of Ames or west of Ames or east of Ames, south of Ames. Go ahead and call us. That's fine. Ryan Grove at Hunziker. Yeah, happy
We've
to help
people,
you.
We've seen people, guys, buy their wives' houses. You know, Jim bought Pam a house.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucked, right? Because he didn't use a realtor.
Yeah.
He didn't use Ryan Grove up in Ames.
You know what really pisses me off?
Jim and Pam?
These Christmas commercials where people are buying their wife, like, a Lexus. And then there was the one this year where the husband, like, takes his wife out and gets her an SUV.
There's
and
two
she's
of them.
Like, oh, I got you one, too. It's like, screw you people.
What about the truck one that was popular when he buys two trucks and she's like, the red one's mine.
Oh, yeah, that one. Like, that's the one I was referencing.
Okay, yeah. I guess I'll
whatever. Does anybody find that offensive?
A little bit. You've heard the story about when I bought my wife a car. It didn't go over well at all.
I didn't know you did that.
Yeah. I've told that story on here, dude.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. I bought her a car and surprised her with it in the garage, and she cried and slammed the door in my face.
I've never heard this story, Mark.
What?
I swear to God, I have not heard this story.
I was being chivalrous. She was pregnant. That's what she says. She blames emotions for whatever.
So why
her emotions right away. So she had her parents' used Lexus, which was worth about $8,000-$9,000 at the time, right? But it was a Lexus. And the heat.
Oh, I feel so sorry for her.
The heat went out, okay? The heat went out.
You know, you could just take it to a mechanic and get it fixed.
Yeah, so me being me, right? Yeah, I call my buddy Joe at Carl's Chevrolet. I'm like, hey, dude, I got to fix her car. But instead of that, how about we just buy her a brand new car? So I go in there, do all the paperwork, pick it out, Chevy Equinox, about a $35,000 car-ish, right? Brand new, though, not used. And I come home. She's in the house. I go inside and go, hey, I want to show you something on your car. So she comes out to the garage. I say,
did you have a bow on it?
No bow, but I said,
see, that's where you
I
went
said,
wrong.
Look, I go, I
the
said,
bow sells
I
it.
Said, look, I fixed your car and show her the brand new car. And she immediately starts crying, slams the door, and goes inside. So I'm
so
like,
what was the reason?
And I literally am standing there in the garage. I'm thinking to myself, I maybe even said it out loud. That didn't go as I
why,
expected it
why
to
is
go.
Your wife so unappreciative?
She was mad because she didn't get to pick out the car. She didn't get to pick the color. She, you know, and over time she got to like the car. It ended up being a good car. But I think, honestly, it was her being a bit bougie that she had just downgraded from a Lexus to a Chevy. That's what I think it really was.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So, but then she, like, after the tear stopped, she's like, well, it's got a lot of leg room and it's actually a pretty good car. So,
and the heat worked.
So, the point is, men out there, if you're thinking about buying your wife a car for Valentine's Day, You might want to make sure she wants that car.
No offense.
Sure, it's a Lexus.
No offense, Mark. Normal people don't do that.
Yeah, so it was a bad night.
We all know Mark's not a normal person, though.
It was a bad night.
So anyway, I don't want to – hey, my wife's already mad at me probably for three things on this episode. It's Valentine's Day. So let's make her more mad, Nick, and give her another round.
Maybe
what
she
do we
was
got?
Constipated.
Yeah, maybe. What's up? What do we got?
We're going to bring Hollis into this one here.
Oh, my daughter.
Yeah, your daughter, your mother-in-law.
Yeah, Jane.
And your son's teacher. And let's just go ahead. I don't know who your kid's teacher is.
That's Mrs. Peterson.
Okay, so good. You have a medieval double-headed battle axe.
Okay.
A bikini that's like 98% transparent. Like there's not much left to the imagination.
Okay. So are we seeing nipples?
Use whatever you want, man.
Okay.
Right out the freaking rules to this thing.
Okay.
And then a shake weight that gets used every time they're out in public.
Oh, shake weight. I'm gonna give the shake weight to my mother-in-law. because she's getting older.
Does she like the Hello Irene arms?
She's getting older. Yeah, she's getting older. She could probably use it. I don't
probably use it.
I don't know. I don't. Yeah. And then there's no way in hell my daughter's wearing that bikini. So I got to give that to the teacher. Hopefully she appreciates the gift. It's the thought that counts. And then my daughter.
Hey, where'd you get that bikini?
Oh. My daughter apparently gets a battle axe that I will promptly take away so she doesn't kill my other children.
She can fight off boys with it.
With it. So that's where I'm going.
It won't have any squishy, stress-relieving material in it that she can.
She can't get high on it.
Yeah.
What a crazy story.
That's my. Those are my answers. I'm comfortable with those.
All right. Chris, you got your wife.
Okay.
Your best friend's wife.
Who's my best friend?
I don't know.
That's Crystal Bloom.
Okay.
I thought Crystal about going that run. Okay. And then an aunt of yours. Do you have an aunt or are they all dead too?
I have Aunt Deb in Clarinda. I have Aunt Debbie in Dallas. Aunt Sherry
Debbie
in
does Dallas.
Aunt Sherry in Phoenix.
Which one's the most?
Aunt Carla in Clarinda.
Okay. So which one's the most conservative?
And Aunt Barb in Clarinda.
Which one goes to church like 7 days a week?
None of them are God-fearing. My Aunt Deb is very conservative to the point where she voted for Trump. She posts like fake news all over Facebook
let's go with Deb.
All the time.
Is it Deb?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's Deb in Clarinda, not Debbie in Dallas.
All right, we're going to go Deb in Clarinda.
So you got your wife, best friend's wife, and Aunt
Deb. Okay, Ashley, Crystal, and Deb.
You got
love all three of those
women. A nice set of nipple tassels.
What's a nipple tassel?
It's like a little rope that kind of swings from the boobie as they swing. Like a belly dancer might use them.
Yeah.
It's like a toy.
That's it's an accoutrement.
Okay.
All right.
That's what it is.
All right.
Yeah.
A rusted out bright green 1982 Ford Fiesta.
Okay.
And then the gift of Five Guys fries as their only food for an entire year.
Ooh, God, that sounds good.
So you're getting someone kind of big here and someone really tired of some French fries.
Well, I'm going to give Bloom's wife the nipple tassels just because of a gift to my friend.
She'd appreciate those. Well, actually, Bloom would appreciate those.
Yeah, it's for Brent.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to give my wife the car because I feel like we could have a really good bonding time, be good for the marriage to fix it up.
Driving around that?
Yeah, we put it in the garage and we work
for a ride.
Yeah, and then Aunt Deb likes French fries.
All right.
Yeah, that's the route I would go.
Okay.
And she's the oldest, so
most closest
so
to death.
So you're going to put her over the edge. Yeah, the cholesterol.
I'm
heart,
just saying
whatever,
she's the
going.
Closest to death, anyways. And she's had the fullest life and doesn't have a child like. Relying on her to be healthy.
She was the expendable one here.
I don't mean it that way, but I think that she'd be the one who's least impacted by eating all the fries.
Chris thinks all right. These things through. They're well thought out.
Yeah, that's...
Well, I mean, if I'm going to play the game, I'm going to play it right.
Why? What do you mean? This isn't having a real game. There's no. I awarded you no points.
Maybe this should be a new deal. At the end of every podcast, you have these ultimatums for us.
All right.
We can
do something like that.
By the way, I think with Chris's permission, we don't need his permission, but you've obviously noticed that Nick's been on the podcast a lot recently.
Oh, really?
Most, not all, not every week.
Oh, sorry to annoy you, Chris.
But most weeks.
I like Nick.
But we, meaning myself, and then Chris gives Chris approval, which is kind of like this. Yeah, okay, whatever. That's how Chris approval works.
Yeah.
Nick is officially joining us as a co-host, so we're back to a three-man squad. So it's Nick's job
so we need
to come
new...
up. Nick is the stat guy.
We need a new picture.
We need a new picture. And although I don't think we can ever technically officially retire Gray with an X on his face, I think that's a great picture to have on there.
We need a picture of us three and then Gray, like, in the background sitting on a toilet with his, like, hands in his face and an X over his
We need box. Johnny Illustrated to get wow. on this. If he wants to help us out with a new logo.
Let's call LC at the Daily and have the kids get on some promotional.
LC could do that. Yeah. Yeah. That would be fun. We'll figure it out. But anyway, Nick's now part of the crew and
sorry everybody.
Nick brings hot band takes and hot ultimatums as far as what we're going to do.
You know that we had that first guy that came in for the hair night.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah, hey, this is Nick. He's on the podcast, too. And he's the one with the awful band takes. And the guy goes, you know what? I kind of agree with him.
Yeah, he did.
I'm like, oh, all right.
I love it.
Yeah, Hair Night, we had several Fockers here.
That was fun.
So thanks for showing up to that. If you
it was like what? Like 90% Cyclone fans?
Oh, yeah. A lot of Iowa State fans in the house. KK even asked for Hawk fans.
She had to beg people to put their hand up.
Two. So
that was a good time.
Welcome, Nick. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. If you can't get laid tonight, you just can't get laid, right?
And that's what we'll close out on. Peace.